This shooting incident that occurred in Monrovia on Tuesday early morning is the first of its kind. It occurred at a school called the Cyber Ed Christian School of Excellence, which is located right behind the home of Liberia's vice president. The school, like most Liberians will consider it, is a school that mostly the children of the upper class do attend. It's an international school. The incident occurred about 7:45 a.m. We have gathered from the police, and it occurred at a time where most of the students in the school had gone to do their breakfast before school could start. And this student in question left where they were having their breakfast and went to the classroom, according to the school authorities, to show off with the 9mm pistol that he sneaked onto the campus with. And while at it, he mistakenly, according to the school administration, fired a shot that killed one of the students.
Who is the victim and
The victim is a 10th grade student at the school who also happens to be the daughter of one of Liberia's famous doctors called Dr. Philip Ireland. Dr. Philip Ireland is the head of the internal medicine at Liberia's biggest referral hospital, the John F. Kennedy Memorial Center. He's also one of the doctors who was very active in helping people to recover from Ebola in 2014, and he contracted Ebola and survived.
How is the police investigation going?
On Tuesday morning, the anti-robbery unit of the police picked up two students from the school who are suspected to have connection with the shooting. The students, both of them minors, age 16 and age 17, are being investigated by the police. They are currently in police custody. Being that they are minors, the police also said that the parents of these children who live in the United States of America are cooperating to bring their legal representations, that is their lawyers, before statements can be extracted from the minors.
Is this an isolated case, and what is the policy in Liberia about students bringing guns to school?
This case is very isolated. As a matter of fact, it's the first of its kind. And this was also confirmed by the Minister of Education, who said that this has never happened in Liberia's history, as far as he's concerned. Carrying weapons to school is totally prohibited in Liberia. This is not permitted. Students are not allowed to carry even mobile phones to school. So, how he got hold of the gun is one concern that the public has. That how did a 16-year-old obtain a gun? The general public is very much concerned about that, and they are also awaiting answers from the police. And how he entered the school campus with the gun without being noticed is another concern that the public has. So this is strange. This has never happened before. Somebody will say, yes, I mean, Liberian students might take razor blades to school to sharpen their pencils, but never a day has there been any reports that any student used a razor blade on another student. So using a gun on another student is very, very strange in our society.
Thank you so much again, Leonard, for speaking with us on Daybreak Africa.
Thank you so much, James, for having me. It's my pleasure speaking to you this morning.